Weekends with Visit Sunshine Coast, the Hot Weekender with Jade Harrison.
You're with Jade on Hot Weekender. Well, Real Weekends by Visit Sunshine Coast is where we explore all the beauty of the Sunshine Coast and uncover those little hidden gems in different parts of the coast. And that is why I have the beautiful Olivia Sainsbury from the Chamber of Commerce at Caloundra with me. How are you, Olivia?
I'm really well. Thank you so much, Jade.
Hey, we love exploring the coast. And as a local myself, you know, I get stuck in my own little Lulabar area and I don't leave, you know. It's just, I think everyone's the same. I know that you're from Caloundra and you're going to tell me why we need to head south this weekend.
So if you love Italian desserts, you have got to come to Cafe Sicily in Golden Beach. So we have people travelling from all over the Sunshine Coast. There's a constant queue and they have the best Italian cannoli on the coast, I reckon, in Queensland.
Now, I've heard of this place because it's becoming like an institution.
Absolutely.
It's like people, you know, wrestling to get in the front of the queue to get
this.
Wow. And but Caloundra's full of the most beautiful, great places to eat. And I've noticed that as I've been going there over the years, I feel like it's really lifted its game in that area as well. Amazing beaches though. Great for the family.
Absolutely. So you've even got places like, let's say, the Pocket Cafe right near Moffat Beach. So that's a perfect day out or morning out for a family. You could do the same thing. King's Beach is great surf for the kids.
Mm.
You can walk from beach to beach. The coastal pathway is so accessible. It's great on bikes for families or just to wander. Loads of picnic areas, but lots of other cafes as well. So a great one on Bullcock Street is White Picket Fence. That's quite new. It's just absolutely attracting heaps of people. After eating there, you can head up the street and there's an eclectic street full of shops that are just so different to shopping in a mall. It's an outdoor shopping experience like no other on the coast.
You still get that village feel in Caloundra, which I love, and it's the boutiques and all the things you can explore down the, you know, different streets and alleyways and stuff. It's really cool. And the Palmer Stone Passage obviously kind of takes centre stage. Like when you look out there, it is amazing, beautiful and great for the kids. I did the Bullcock Beach to King's Beach walk with my kids not long ago.
Yeah.
And I loved it. The beautiful elevated boardwalk that goes around the headland, also really cool to do with the kids and the parks there, and there's heaps of places to eat and stuff. It really is a really cool spot.
It really is. Look, we've got it's a UNESCO environment, the Palmer Stone Passage. It is truly beautiful. You can see it from most of the beaches. If you head up to the northern part of Golden Beach, you can actually sort of walk out very close to Bribie Island.
So
there are great activities, like you can do some jet skiing and you can get taken on a tour of Bribie Island with the glass houses in the backdrop. Great fun.
Doesn't get more real than that, does it? Coming up, Junior Sports Star of the Week. And also, if you want to know more about our local business stimulus and how you can get your hands on $4,500 worth of marketing and cash, stay tuned. You're with Jade on Hot Weekend.